Welcome to TTLG, where we take you through the looking glass. I'm Ryan, and he's Gorgie. Join us weekly to stay up to date on the best DeFi crypto trends, and hit that subscribe button in the corner of your screen so you won't miss out on the best opportunities we have for you. What's going on, Gorgie? How are you, man?
Doing great. Markets are crazy, but we're moving forward. I like that. I like everything that's going on with LFG, the Bitcoin acquisition, new projects. I mean, Terra is ripping, and we're seeing it reflected in the market cap as well.
Right. Everything's starting to kind of digest this recent pop we got. So I think here in the next week or two, we'll have another move higher. But before we get into this, we're not financial advisors, and what we discuss here is not financial advice. So this is just for informational and entertainment purposes only. Check out the disclaimer in the description of this video. So yeah, where do you want to kick this off? I know we were talking about Bitcoin before we started recording. Also Ethereum.
Yeah, let's look at the Bitcoin price. And just see where we're at. I mean, we kind of got rejected at the 48,000 level. And right. I just wanted to get your sense of like, where do you see this? So this is obviously true degens at the minute chart, but let's look at the...
let's go 4 hour real quick. Let's hit the 4 hour.
The 4 hour, yeah.
Yeah,
the 4 hour. 4 hour.
Okay, so we kind of got that big push higher, bounced right off that high back in March, the beginning of March. We're kind of just consolidating here, it looks like, and I would expect this thing. I mean, again, we're just consolidating and preparing for a move higher. I mean, obviously you can see higher highs, higher lows, so clear uptrend obviously there. That's Bitcoin. Yeah, so I don't see any reason that we don't move higher there.
Yeah, man.
These things take time, and Bitcoin's a little different animal than say Luna or any other altcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin. I mean, it's got this W here, and I mean, on the weekly, the W here is just beautiful. I mean,
right.
I think. Super bullish just from the TA perspective. I think we may have reset some of the RSI indicators and others to with the little pullback here, but maybe we're gearing up to make that leg up. And just want to show that LFG has not purchased much since I think March, I think, was the last big purchase.
Right.
So as soon as the buying machine starts again, I think it's Gringotts reserve. I mean, it's crazy. I think it's going to push the price or move the price for sure, unless there's some news or FUD like the EU FUD that caused this dip here in recent days. We should address this as far as Bitcoin. And the European Union passed sort of a first round of pass of a law that has some unreasonable details like KYCing non-custodial wallets when you transact from exchange like Coinbase into that wallet, and if you say it's yours, you have to confirm it. Confirming the ownership of the wallet, basically, they want right. to track non-hosted wallets.
Mm-hmm.
And there's practically, this is kind of unreasonable, but also it's just a huge overreach of regulation, maybe at this point. Right. There will be some pushback, but it did pass. And it may put a strain on exchanges not to allow transactions with some specific wallets in order to avoid the headache of having to go through this KYC collection and verification. And the verification part is the part that's just impractical. I mean, you have to send a small transaction to show it's your wallet or outside of Coinbase and other exchanges. then you are in order to actually get it validated, and then you get to send your transaction. I mean, might as well do TradFi and like try to send
I mean,
money
that's
to the bank.
Well, you know, PayPal did the same thing back in the day, you know, when they were kind of getting their feet kicked off the ground, where, you know, basically you had a direct deposit. It was like a couple transactions, right? One was like 1 penny, one was like 5 pennies, and one was like 3 pennies.
Right.
And you had to like report the transact. I mean, that's kind of the same thing I think we're dealing with here, just because it's uncharted territory. Obviously, PayPal and those sorts of platforms now are pretty integrated with just the electronic transfers now, but we'll see how it goes. I don't see that as really being a negative thing for the market. I think we're just, you know, Bitcoin's a huge asset, and it takes time for a big move. So just be patient. Don't be afraid to add here.
DC Yang for sure.
There you go. That's the chart I'm looking for.
So Luna on Binance, Luna USDT, the biggest volume here, and this is the weekly. And right. I don't know what to say. I mean, we're flying.
I mean, you know, obviously this is not logarithmic scaling, so I don't particularly like it because it looks scary. But no, I mean, nothing too crazy. The volume is not insane, which is actually a good sign. We're getting a nice, healthy move upward. So I wouldn't expect a ton of sell pressure at this point. We've pulled back a little bit from the recent highs around 118. Again, we're just kind of making these higher highs and higher lows. So as the Luna continues to burn with the UST coming into the ecosystem, I think this is just solidifying this move higher. You know, I would definitely be a buyer in these ranges. I know Gorgie's not as probably aggressively buying as much as maybe I might be, but
definitely DCAing into this. I am not buying just by how things have developed with my strategy, but extremely bullish on Luna. We're seeing the market cap sort of swap around with Cardano and XRPs. We've got very similar range. We were under Solana this morning. Solana actually ripped a little, a lot over the 7 days, but it ripped. We were sort of above that, but Solana still needs to get, it's getting maybe to a level where it may see some resistance. Let's take a look. But apart from that, I mean, Luna's been performing amazing. And yeah, so on the weekly, so we might see some resistance here. And if Solana gets over that, maybe we see it rip even more. I mean,
I would expect Solana to, there's definitely some resistance there. Obviously, we don't have the volume to go with that. But yeah, I definitely think you'll see a pullback from here back to maybe the 115 range with Solana for sure. And I think this will just help Luna, right? Because a lot of Solana money came to Luna after the big pump. I think there's just a lot of trading going on in Solana versus Terra. You know, it's a lot more concrete as far as the money staying within the ecosystem.
Yeah. So Luna, is it losing steam? What do you think?
I think if you look at that, I mean, that's a clear that trend line going up there, that kind of established a new trend line there. If you to just go from that $90 mark up to
this
thing will probably pull back to 110, and then I'm sure we'll see some buying pressure and make a move higher to probably the 130 range.
We definitely expect that. We definitely expect some really powerful moves into the 130, 140, even higher. I don't see Luna. We were talking a little bit before the recording. Am I one of those who's waiting for Luna to be $20 to buy? No, I'm not that kind of person. I do want to aggressively buy at the 90 and $80 range, but I don't expect Luna to get there without like some significant market correction, and it may be even very, very short-lived.
Yeah, and I just, you know, again, I know we talked about this before, the Luna burn. We also have B Atom that's being proposed right now in Anchor Protocol. So whitelisted B Atom, so that'd be a new asset that we can use within Anchor Protocol to borrow against. So that's something to watch out for. And also raising the B ETH max loan to value to 75%. So that'll be another great thing that could just solidify a move higher, right? Because if there's more borrow with those assets, right, we're just probably going to see things move higher with it. And with Bitcoin, Ethereum, all these solid projects, you know, top three assets turning around, it's just going to support Luna's price in these ranges.
Yeah. We saw the Avalanche integration. The borrow is still fairly small, but it's there. So you could use I think SAVAX or STAVAX, one of the two, as a collateral on Avalanche to basically take advantage of the Anchor Protocol's 20% APY. And you know, B Atom, we're all urging the community to vote so we can get over the 10% quorum. I think it's just people are not doubting that it would pass, and you know, a couple of people will come in and just get us over the 10%.
Right.
I think that you're right about getting the B ETH sort of level to from 60% to 75% would be great. The sort of the borrowing level, that would be very helpful. And I think this proposition that passed, the dynamic earn rate proposition for Anchor, which will allow the sorry, I'm trying to get the tweet that, about that, which will allow the earn rate to drop by 1.5% monthly if the yield reserve is dropping. I think that will be healthy long term, right? It will be very healthy long term for Anchor. But we're looking at the net APR right now let's see, the net APR on borrow is like negative 4.6%. So with earn being like around 19.5%, maybe you're getting like, if you borrow and put it into earn, maybe you're getting around 14% right now. Oh, did we lose Ryan? Let's see. I think I might have lost you for a second, Ryan. Let's see. See, can you hear me? Okay. Well, Ryan, oh, there you are. All right, man.
We
lost you for a second.
Sorry about that.
Lost you for a second. I was just chatting away about the Anchor borrowing and staking into earn, right? There you are. How is this now?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. It might have been on my end. I'm not sure. But we were just chatting about, I was just chatting away about like if you borrow and stake it to earn, now you're making 19.5% minus almost 5%. And I think that that's where you're starting to get close to maybe 10 net 14% on earn. If you use borrow, the borrow process, and if that drops further, so let's say the earn rate is down to 16% in a couple of months, And then the borrow net is again negative five, negative six. You're looking at like overall 10%. And we were chatting before the video that probably there will be some self-correction by people exiting the earn and moving to moving their collateral assets to either staking or other ways of getting a better yield. And that will kind of keep the overall earn rate more or less stable rather than it dropping vertically to like, you know, each month down to like the single digits.
Right. Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see how the markets and everything digest all this new and exciting stuff we got coming into Terra, especially with Bitcoin and Ethereum moving up. That'll awesome. Definitely help support these price levels. So, but yeah, we appreciate everybody listening in and viewing today, especially on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So we'll see you guys on the next TTLG, and come check us out on Twitter, TTLG_crew.
Thanks
for all your input today, Corey.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Take care.